Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And it looks like we have a full switchboard today, so we will try and get to everyone we possibly can on the show today, and we'll take callers momentarily. Once more, for those of you tuning in and listening, as we always make our announcements here about our show, please check out howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And we have a 30-minute special going on, 1-hour special, and we also have the 4-week subscription special that is still on sale. So please check out all of our specials. These will no longer be available after 5 p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time. And new specials will end up taking their place as of somewhere around the middle of next month. So get them in now. All right, we're going to take callers here now. This first caller is by area code 248. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam. My name is Mike, and we had a reading about 6 weeks, 2 months ago, a nice hour session, and I'm calling now from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm assuming you're doing well?
Tomorrow will be 2 weeks that I've been here, so I'm just kind of out pounding the pavement in regards to looking for, just to pick up a place to wait tables at. And just kind of what you kind of saw for the for that, as well as just the general move itself.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling here that as far as getting the tables, the job for waiting tables here, I'm feeling you're doing pretty good in that direction as far as putting yourself out there. Just try and broaden the horizon a little bit more, okay? But I feel that in the next, anywhere from a few days to a week or so, you should be able to find something pretty good, okay? As far as the move itself, I feel it's also very good. I feel that, right now you're in a much better energetic place, okay? And I feel you only have really up to go from here. So just kind of tide things over right now. Get your, look out there. Get yourself out there and continue to try and get something good. But I want you to brighten that horizon a little bit as far as the type of restaurant job, because I'm feeling something else might be out there opportunity-wise for you as well that could be very good. So just try that, and I want to thank you once more for calling in and giving us that update.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. For those of you tuning in and listening today, please do not forget to check out the website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Our next caller here today is area code 602. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I just wondered what's going on as far as my life. I'm kind of at a standstill, and I don't think it's going very well. And I just wondered if you see anything.
Okay. Well, let's go a little bit more specific, okay? Your life and the aspect of stability with job and housing, or your life and the aspect of love, because I'm kind of feeling that both are a little unbalanced right now.
They're very unbalanced right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a point where...
Okay, well, why don't we start with the most important, okay? And we'll see what we can give you here, okay? Obviously, the most important is being able to ensure that your livelihood, having a roof over your head, having, you know, food in your stomach in that sort of sense, is the most important here. I feel that while they are unbalanced right now, okay, and I feel that, you know, this is somehow due to circumstances outside of your own hands, okay, you will be able to bounce back. Now, it looks like you're going to get something that's going to come in and help you for this month, okay? So you're going to end up getting something even this month before the month is out. And we know we only have a few days left. So, you know, I don't know if you're waiting on help from a friend or whatever, but this seems like something that's going to be a little more temporary. Come next month, okay, next month there is going to be a much better movement here. It looks like you have something that's going to be more stable, something that can help you bring in and generate an income that's going to help you survive, okay? That's going to help you be able to live and maybe even live a little bit more comfortably without having to worry where that next dollar is coming from. Love life, I'm sure, will improve for you, but the love life will not improve until the stability improves. The love life also, right now, you're on a direction of purging and cleansing. It is time to remove the old, remove the bad, and to bring in the new. And the new is going to be so much better. You see, with all that you have been through, okay, negativity was very much attracted to you over all these years, okay? Now it's time to force that negative away. And don't forget now to use the law of manifestation, which states that you must think positive to manifest positive things, okay?
How do you do that when you're, like you said, my whole life up until now is just...
Because
like,
no
like
matter
disaster.
What, in the end, you know who you are. You know that you are a good person, okay? And it is hard to think positive even when times tear you apart to shreds and little tiny pieces, okay? But it is not impossible. You have to call that goddess that lives within you, and you will be able to accomplish it.
Do you see me staying with the man I'm with right now?
Honey, I've got to get going here, okay? It's only one question per caller, but I do thank you for calling in. Now, I do believe I could help you better through a private reading. So if you want to do that, you can check out the website. They're very affordable.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right, our next caller for today is area code 253. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Holly from Seattle. I have a work question.
Hey, Holly.
Hi, hon. My coworker, initial JD, you know, he's we're not getting along. I don't know what else to say. When I ask him to do something,
yeah,
he flat out
problems.
Won't do it. Yeah, he won't do it. Mm-hmm. He won't do anything I say.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is a passing phase, and this was due to the moon last night, okay? But this was also something that was going on briefly before we had the lunar eclipse yesterday and now the full moon today. Okay. I feel that it's a passing phase right now. It's just something that's kind of ending this month out in his mentality. But we will see him back in the better positive space as of the first couple of days of next month. Okay.
Okay. And the caller before was my friend Deborah. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I got
cool.
her to call in. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller now is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida. And
hello, Lisa. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Just trying to get some sunshine today. I was calling because I had a relationship with this guy, and I haven't heard from him in like 4 months because we had some problems. And I can't seem to let him go in my mind. I want to let him go, but I can't seem to. So I'm just wondering, do you think that we're going to get back together and it's going to work out? Are we just going to get back together and then rehash the same crap and then I'll let him go? What do you feel?
Okay. Let's see here. Well, honey, you're just so close to being on this verge of letting him go altogether and walking away. You know, but you're also in that aspect where right now you still don't want to give up completely because you know it had the potential, okay?
Right.
I think that this guy has really irked you so much that you just, you know, you're kind of torn between the two right now and you're leaning more towards the walking away, and that's okay. Honestly, I feel the guy has a long ways to go yet. I think that his window of opportunity for being able to see things as they are and to treat them with respect has gone out the window, okay? I think his opportunity to make this work with you has gone out the window because that window of opportunity is closed. And that window of opportunity is closed because he took too long to do anything about it. Now, there's one last window, and it's a very small window of opportunity, and this is coming up. Let me get my timeline out for you. Around the 7th and the 8th of next month. Okay, so wow, we've got a lot of people getting some energy around the first part of next month here. And this window of opportunity is very small, okay? But this is his one last wake-up call before, you know, things really get ended between the two of you. And honestly, it's up to you to stick around, but I think that this guy, while he is making some improvements, he's not making enough on time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of baffles your mind because the only things I asked him to make changes are things that would benefit him,
I know, but because it's not his idea, he doesn't employ it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but,
well,
you know, we haven't talked in some time. Why don't you go over there and reach out to me, and we'll talk a little bit more about this because this energy, as you know, and as we've talked, I think, before, has quite a bit changed. I want to know what's shifted within him. Hmm.
You want to know what's shifted? I'm not following you.
Yeah, I said I'm not clear what's shifted within him. I want to know what's shifted in him because this man has really, you know, he was on the right track and he was doing, you know, somewhat well, okay? But now it looks like he's going the opposite direction. That train has begun to back up in full speed.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine with whatever the outcome is. I just kind of would just like to get closure or move on or
of
not
course.
Move on.
Of course.
You know, I don't like this hanging in limbo crap.
Understandable. Understandable. All right,
you, sweetie.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 501. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. It's Lisa. I'm calling from Arkansas.
Well, hello there, Lisa. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, got a question for you. You know, I've had some a little bit of contact, and I saw him Wednesday, but then yesterday I called him just, you know, with a quick question, a call question.
Yeah, and he's all locked up again. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so it's just like, you know, I was just curious what was going on with him.
Okay, here. Okay. You know, Lisa, it seems to be the same BS. Mm-hmm. It's always the, you know, coming forward and then pulling back, coming forward and pulling back. But you know what? This time, he won't be pulled back for very long. I wouldn't be surprised if you got a call from him tomorrow or the next day. But tomorrow, for some reason, sticks out like a sore thumb right now. Okay. And I feel that today he's just in a foul mood, honestly. I think it has a lot to do with his recovery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
Lisa.
It's hard to determine if it's that or, you know, it's something
or
that I did. But
the
I
other
can,
thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's anything other than that, but.
Okay.
All right then, Lisa. Well, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 203. And there you are. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead in your question.
Okay, it's Lynn from Connecticut. And my question
hey,
is...
Hey, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, and how can I help you?
I've entered into a relationship with somebody from long ago. My husband is deceased. It's my first relationship, and I just don't know if you see. It feels like everything's shifting right now. I've been on a job interview, everything, going back to work, everything. So
mm-hmm.
whatever you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I am getting that everything has shifted. It's still continuing to shift, but you are definitely on the better track now, okay? How long were you really struggling there?
4 years.
Wow. Because it's showing me a vast amount of time. And then we have your, we have someone on the other side for you. Okay, and don't know whether it's one person or another right now, but this is a masculine energy with very much a big heart, okay? And this person wants you to know that you're better now, you're going to be okay, you're going to bounce back from this, and those that were not there for you, that were supposedly supposed to be your friends, are now going to be gone. But those that you really wouldn't expect them to be there for you in your time of need that were, okay,
mm-hmm.
those are going to be the ones that are going to be closest to you. And this is a little bit of knowledge coming from spirit right now. But I feel, you know, you struggled for so long, you got this other spirit on the other side, and the spirit's saying, I'm not letting you fall again.
That's good.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. And for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please do not forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And we have a lot of private reading specials going on our website today. We have a 30-minute special for only $15. We have a one-hour special going for a very reasonable sale price. So please go over to the website, check them out, and take advantage of the specials. We also have a 10-minute special going on right now as well for those of you that don't really require a lot of time in your reading. All right, everyone. We're going to go ahead and try and get to our last couple of callers here, or our last few callers anyway, and we'll go from there. Next caller for today is, I believe, 910. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name's Jay, calling from North Carolina. And
well, hello there, Jay.
Hi. My question is around career today. I wonder what you get around
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Who's giving you the issues over here? I'm feeling a guy, okay, a male, and it seems like this person keeps coming up in the way.
Well, I just ended a business partnership. A few months ago.
Okay.
And things have been pretty stagnant for me since then.
Okay. All right. I want you, do you know how to do a spiritual cleansing of any?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to try and do a spiritual cleansing, but here's what you're going to do. You're going to get yourself some hyssop, and you're going to make a tea that you use as a bath for that, okay? Cleanse the house with the sage, whatnot, and then cleanse yourself with some hyssop, okay? Looks like there was a little bit of energy attachment there that wasn't so good, okay? But after a good cleansing, it should begin to move forward again. If the cleansing does not, you know, fully take effect, then what you're going to do is you're going to try and use a little bit of, you know, the cleansing's probably going to do well, but if you still have some stagnant energy there, put a candle out, okay? Use some orange oil or some lemon oil, okay? Preferably the candle being white or yellow, white being purity, yellow being, you know, your road opening, either one. It works pretty well. And I want you to do the Psalms 23 on that, okay, or whatever kind of prayer you're comfortable doing. And this should work very well for you because right now it just seems to me that everything's meant to move forward. It's all at the door, but it's, you know, sort of like being blocked by a little bit of that negative energy from that attachment in the partnership, okay? The partnership will succeed, but I feel the other person needs to release some of their negative energy and kind of go through their own little purification process in their own way, of course.
Wait,
so you doing this will help you. Huh?
Wait, you confused me there.
Okay, what was confusing about that?
What you said, the partnership will succeed?
Yes. The partnership will succeed, okay? But there has to be some kind of purging of this negative energy. It feels to me as if this person that you went into partnership with has very old afflictions, energetically speaking, okay? These afflictions, one, deal with the mindset of the individual, and two, deal with situations that were really from their past and from other decisions that they've made in the past, okay? But I feel that they're going through a purging process as we speak. I just need you to do a cleansing on your end so that way you're able to have, you know, that ability to receive the blessings and have the energy with the situation, with your financial move forward again, okay?
So,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, there you are.
So,
go ahead.
All right. So, you see things moving forward then?
Yes, I do. I just want you to try and do a cleansing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 520. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Sharon calling from Tucson, and my question is, there was a business meeting yesterday, and I wonder how you saw that, like any opportunities coming from that.
Okay. That's an immediate yes, and I'm getting the number 13 and 22 on that, both being very lucky numbers here, okay? It looks like you've run into a little bit more luck lately, and you're going to be doing pretty well. Although I do get the message we do not want to depend upon it because we don't want to depend upon anything until we know for sure that it's here, okay? But it is looking very good. And there is also another opportunity out there, so I'd say keep on looking because there might be something a little even better than this. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And just as a note, side note here from Spirit, love life begins to move forward as of the middle of next month, okay?
Oh, I'll take it.
All right, sounds great. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 845. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, it's Lucy from New York.
Yes, hello, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I would like to know about my my brother. I would like to know, his name is Rafael Luquara.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see about that?
Fire, temper. Mm-hmm. Rafael has temper, doesn't he?
Somebody, we don't know who killed him last year, November
mm-hmm.
4th. And we're
mm-hmm.
looking forward to find out if the case is going to
yeah,
be...
Yes, yes, yes.
What do you
see
about the case?
He's very enraged, okay? Let me see what I can get here. It was more than one person. That's what I know. Okay, that's what I'm being told. It was more than one person. They all kind of ganged up on him in a way. I'm not clear, but a lot of this is very very dark, to be honest with you. I'm not seeing very much, but the one thing that I did get is that it is a it is a group of people that have done this to him, and that everyone involved will be brought to justice, okay? It is going to be somewhat lengthy. It already has been. As far as getting the justice to happen with this, it will be within this year, okay? But that's all I can tell you about the case.
Okay, yeah, because he was a happy person. He was an engineer, and he was having business, many business partners.
See.
Then we don't
mm-hmm.
know what his strange wife or the business partner.
Okay. The business partner, male?
Business partners were male, yeah. One of his big business partners
See.
Was his father-in-law.
Yeah, the business partner was involved with the ex-wife. It was both.
Yeah, we believe so. But then she said she didn't have any affair with anybody.
See. My feeling is both. It was both, okay? More orchestrated by the business partner male, okay? But it involved both parties, okay? Her and them. So I wish you the best. I know that justice will be served. Everybody will be brought to justice. They will see jail time, okay? And, of course, maybe even more than that. But let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much, and amen for all that you say. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings.
You too. All right. For those of you that are looking for a private reading or consultation, please visit howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a 10-minute special going on for $5 right now. We also have the one-hour special and a few others. So please check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We're going to make it to our last caller of the day. This is caller by area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, this is Antoinetta calling you. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, Antoinetta, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Wonderful.
I was just wondering, conversation has really picked up between me and Daniel. We are texting
mm-hmm.
in the morning, in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
at night. This has been going on solid for 3 weeks, every day, every
good,
night.
Good.
He seems to be responsive and coming around. Now, here's the problem. When I say to him, do you want to go to the park? Do you want to go to a baseball
mm-hmm.
game? Do you? He'll
mm-hmm.
say, don't know.
I said,
when you have time, because he's working two jobs, do you want to hang out sometime? Don't know. So when do you see Daniel and me physically
mm-hmm.
having contact?
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Just like everybody else that's called in today. It's kind of been ironic today. But you're getting, well, actually not quite like everybody else. You're getting the first couple of weeks here of next month, okay? In particular, it's going to be the second week, not the first. But it could end up being sooner. As you know, my timelines, it's like I normally see when it could happen, and then it could happen sooner. It's kind of that flexibility issue there, okay? But it does look promising. It does look like you guys will come together, okay? Now, here's what I'd like to do, okay? I'd like you to go on and even just get this few-minute private reading with me, because I think there's some more going on right now that might be need to be discussed here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you see me and him getting together the second week of May?
Yeah, somewhere around the second week of May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know.
The question is,
why is he waiting so long, you know?
He wants
mm-hmm.
to make sure that this is going to work out this time, maybe. Is that why he's reluctant to jump in again real quick?
That too. But, you know, it's fear as well. And we have to really, you know, recognize that he has that fear still in him. You know, it's not going to go away overnight. But, you know, it's going to work out. I'm glad that it's going in the right direction for you. Finally, the communication's happening here. Well, let's go ahead and get a private reading whenever we can schedule that in, and we'll go over this a little bit more, because right now I feel things are going well, and I don't think that they're going to turn back to the way they were quite yet, but I do feel that there's something going on, something hidden right now. And you know me, I'm going to probably ask you, okay, what did I tell you on the show? I'm kind of in zone right now, so I may not remember everything. Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's seeing somebody else, do you?
No. But I do think something's hidden. I think he's hiding something. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we want to wish everyone, well, actually, once more, let's just make an announcement for the website. That is howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Okay, and we want to wish you all namaste and love and light, and have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.